It's time for this week's Focus on Business. In his farewell speech, former President Obama spoke of the relentless pace of automation that is making good middle-class jobs obsolete. Today, Tom Martin talks with Dr. Chris Bollinger, director of the University of Kentucky Center of Business and Economic Research, about the impact of automation on the workforce now and into the future.
A study titled "The Future of Employment: How Susceptible Are Jobs to Computerization?" by Oxford professors Michael Osborne and Carl Benedict Fry estimates that 47% of jobs in the U.S. are at risk of being automated in the next 20 years. Now, what do you make of the prediction put forward by professors Osborne and Fry?
Well, you know, I'm fond of saying the only thing you can be when you make predictions is wrong. So, but I think, you know, they've hit on something that we know is happening. I mean, we can see it all around us, and it certainly shows up in the economic data that we look at, which is that technology is evolving at a rapid pace. And with that, the types of jobs are changing, and some are being, you know, quote, destroyed, but others are being created. And it's easy in any economy to look at the ones that go away because of technology. It's a lot harder to look at things that come up because of technology. So while I think they probably are, at least at some level, right in their idea that a lot of things that we do today will go away as technology continues to change, where I think they fail is looking at, and it's because it's a lot harder, is looking at, and what kinds of jobs will that technology create?
What are the real implications for the American middle class in particular?
I think the implications are that the types of jobs that are going to continue to be in demand and the types of jobs that are going to grow in demand are going to be jobs that have higher skill levels. In fact, you know, we've actually been talking about this in economics for years. We call it skill bias technological change. And these kinds of changes do have huge social impacts that we see as we go forward. And again, history teaches us a lot. The Industrial Revolution, the mass migrations off the farm from the south up to the northern large cities for those early manufacturing jobs in the 20s and 30s in the U.S. created huge upheavals in our society. We are seeing job changes coming relatively quickly, but we've also seen career lengths grow, right? So if you think about back in the 1950s and the 1960s, people retired at 55. Today, 65 is the norm, and people are pushing towards 70 and on. That means that back in, you know, in the 1950s, you know, if you started at 25 and worked to 55, you had a 30-year career. Okay, you know, things change in 30 years, but you could probably make it work. But now if you're going to 65 and 70, now we're talking about 40-year careers and beyond. Lots changes in 40 years. And so the people who are going to be able to be nimble and the people who are going to be able to adjust to these changes are the people who are going to have more education to begin with.
Chris Bollinger is director of the University of Kentucky Center of Business and Economic Research. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.